My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
The Guardians basically have two things they're trying to clinch here down the stretch. One, maybe it's three, if you want to look at it that way, because it's, again, we talk about the expanded wild cards, and so things get a little bit crazier. They're trying to, you know, clinch a wild card spot, and if it's two, Jeff, then that means tonight, with a Royals loss, they could pop champagne tonight if it's two.
It's happening soon, Andy. Let's just go with that.
Okay, and then...
just as long as they have, you know, have the beverages chilled. That's all they really need right now.
Well, and then the next would be is if they can win the AL Central. And according to playoffstatus.com, that number is down to seven. So to win, it's seven. To get a wild card spot, it's... I'm looking at this two different ways because playoffstatus.com says three, but that might be taking in tiebreakers? I don't know. I'm not good at math.
Don't worry about it.
We have no math.
It's
going to
happen. It's happening, baby. Here we go.
So, and then there is the outside shot they could have the top seed. They could be the top seed in the American League.
Which would be phenomenal.
And that magic number, according to playoffstatus.com, is 11. It's 11. And you're chasing down the Yankees, but you don't control your own destiny in that. The Yankees really control their own destiny on winning this whole thing. So, Jeff, I'm at the point now where I think everything needs to kind of be focused on the playoffs, right? We're inching towards the playoffs. We're going towards the playoffs, right?
Yep, okay.
Yes. Concerns a little last night? I mean, they win the game. They come back. Fun game last night, especially if we went down to the ballpark.
What did Manzardo smash that ball in the eighth inning?
Still going or no?
Woo-hoo, baby. That thing was up there. And the beauty of it is, you see Naylor on second base. It was one of those no doubters. As soon as Manzardo hit it, Naylor quickly threw his hands in the air and turned his body to watch it go. He smashed that ball. It's nice to see him come back. You know, he was here
right
in the past. No problem with a guy coming back and forth a couple of times. Well, he's had no problem with it, which is really good. And
that
that's
thing,
good for him.
Man. That thing brought rain last night. It's cool when you see that, like that epic arc that you get on mm-hmm. some of those monster home runs. Like Jim Thome used to hit those all the time, and he had it with that one last night. And you know, he just knew it. He knew it when he made contact because you could see it. And Bally only showed him for like half a second out of the gate. He threw that bat. He was yelling back at the dugout. On the initial play, and then if you go back and watch the replays, they had it all. And you're right. I mean, it's one of those things. This is a fun team. We've talked about it all season. Yeah, there was a point there where I thought, man, they were going in the wrong direction, and yet they were able to pull themselves out of the swamp or the quicksand and able to move forward. And so I don't know. When you get to the playoffs, anything can happen, and this team feels like that. They're one of those any team that can make it happen.
I think it's interesting how they've gone all season long shuffling guys back and forth from Columbus, and kind of doing a pretty nice juggling job with that. Angel Martinez is back up. He looks like a player, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I mean, he's put together. He can play a couple of positions, which they absolutely love. And I think he's done a real nice job and led off last night, had some hits.
That was my bigger point, was that you it gives you a consistent – I mean, they've been using him as a leadoff hitter. And
With
Kwan out last night. Yeah, but it gives you an option. Like, I didn't really feel that. Like, now you have strength with that. I think the other thing is just Thomas and Manzardo being able to come up with clutch hits, big hits, and I feel like we have a middle of the order. When they were in the quicksand, nothing was working offensively. And you'd walk out of these games and you'd be like, how are they ever going to be able to make it to the playoffs? They may go to the playoffs just because of where they were, because they built that good lead. And then you're like, how are they going to be able to do this? And it's the beauty of the marathon, right? Somewhere, somehow, some of these guys decided that they could run and stretch this thing out and make it feel a little bit better. I'm a little wondering about last night with Boyd, only going 2 1/3.
One start.
Yeah, I know.
He's been really good since he's been here. He's allowed one stinker, right?
Yeah, he's definitely allowed one stinker. That happens all the time with pitchers. But last night, and I was just listening to Hammy talk about it too, and it kind of made more sense too. Listening to him, he's just saying that, you know, he's just having control issues for the first time that we had seen, you know, here with the Guardians. So,
often is a problem when a guy's coming back from a serious injury. It hadn't been for him, though, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I'll be concerned if this happens a couple times, right? Well, I'm not going to be concerned about last night, or I am. You got to help me on this one.
On what?
On whether we need to be concerned. I mean,
no,
you know, and it was one bad game. He's pretty much given you anywhere from 5 to 6 innings every time he's gone out.
It's been one bad game. You know who I'd be more concerned about is Gavin Williams. Gavin has been consistently inconsistent. Matthew Boyd hasn't been consistently inconsistent. He had one stinker.
I gotcha. Is this team built for the playoffs? Do you think so? 216-474-0092. Is this team built for the playoffs? You just need 3.5 starters.
Yeah, but you know what else you need? You need the occasional 2 or 3 run home run. And our team is okay at that. Not great at it, but there are enough guys, you know, like all of a sudden here comes Kyle Manzardo. Since he's been up, he's hit 3 home runs in September, first 3 in his career. And he smashed that one last night. He's got such a nice, tight, compact swing, too. You know, he doesn't appear to have the kind of swing that could ever get long and loopy on you. You know? And his swing is so tight and compact that it would be so easy to detect if he's getting long and loopy. If he can stay hot. Martinez is real small sample size, but he's 5 of 10 since he's been back up. You know, and they sent Tyler Freeman down. I think it was about time. Just a duplication of skill sets with Daniel Schneeman. So I don't know that it's built for the playoffs, Andy. However, I think this team does a lot of things that are conducive to good playoff baseball. Bullpen and pretty decent, I think. Let me take it. I was going to say pretty decent at manufacturing runs. I don't know if that's true. They've just had to do it a lot this year.
You're also in that part of the season now where they have 11 games left. So you're talking about maybe 2 starts for the starters. I'm just kind of looking through. So Williams is scheduled to start tonight. He's scheduled to start the last game at St. Louis on Sunday night. And he would probably be – so Gavin Williams is probably the only guy that's looking at 3 more starts unless they want to start somebody else. So he would have a start tonight. He'd have a start against St. Louis. And then I think he's in line to pitch that last game against Houston, the last game of the season. So if you're still trying to tinker with what you think is your rotation for the playoffs, But also, it's important, and that's why this Houston series may turn out to be gigantic at the end, that you want to be the two seed because of the way the playoffs shake out, to be able to be in that situation where it's game off day, game off day. Because I think that's the way it plays out for the champion of the AL Central. So if you look ahead at the schedule, in fact, I know that's the case. So that's where they want to be. And I don't know, you get that much rest and you can give your, you could go with your ace or your number one in this case, ace. You can go with your number one and maybe be able to use them in a way that maybe you weren't expecting to because of the off days. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dan, do you think this team's built for the playoffs?
That long pause makes me, tells you all you need to know.
So,
this team's not built for anything. It just wins. You know what I mean? The starting rotation has been eh, and the bullpen's been dynamite, and the offense has been, no pun intended, hit or miss.
It's been the little engine that could all season long.
Exactly.
And it has been a sum of its parts offense. And I'm trying to like go through in my head teams, especially, you know, the playoffs, and it's always been this way, but with the expanded wild card, it's really, really shown that the playoffs are just a completely different animal than the regular season.
Which I hate.
But it's always been that way in Major League Baseball.
I know, like but now there are more teams that can get in it and get hot for a few games and win.
Right. We're in a position where those Texas Ranger teams, those Arizona Diamondback teams, those teams that kind of come out from the bottom of those wild cards, catch fire, get a couple hitters, get a couple pitchers that are rolling at a bullpen that's, you know, with four guys that are nails.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're having a conversation about a team in a World Series that nobody saw coming. And this team could easily be one of those. It fits that description. You get a hot Steven Kwan, a hot Josh Naylor, a hot Jose Ramirez, and then that bullpen mixed with a hot starter or two, and yeah, we're having a conversation. So is it real from that regard? Yes. The question I have with this team, especially when you start getting into the postseason, is here come the relievers. Here come the fact that you're not going to see a starter probably unless it is a absolute number one horse.
Who's going really well that night.
Who's going awesome that mm-hmm. night.
Nobody's going more than six, right?
Odds are high. You're not seeing them twice.
Right.
I mean, that's the way that this stuff goes. If your starter in the playoffs goes five innings, you're doing a backflip because everybody just rides these bullpens. And when you start getting into those bullpens, yes, it's more variance because it's more different guys, but it's also like, man, the mistakes get fewer and farther between. And can you punish those mistakes when they come down? And by punish, I don't mean hit a hard hit single to center field. I mean, put it over the fence. And that's what I wonder with this Guardians team. Now, you could point to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They were not exactly that kind of team last season. They were built a little bit closer to where the Guardians were, where they were all about taking the extra base. You know, it was a hot Corbin Carroll. It was Ketel Marte, who was unbelievable with that team. Christian Walker could put one over the fence. But, like, there weren't a whole bunch of those. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, and I realize that. But, boy, the way that you build a playoff roster, this team is a little bit more, you know, I need two to three things to go right than just here's the one big bomb, boom, and let's go.
How big of a concern is Steven Kwan? His back injury has obviously affected him big time at the plate. He's hitting 167 in September, following up a 207 in August. To me, he's the guy that when the offense is really cooking, he's the guy who had it really cooking. You know, he's getting on base. He's creating some havoc. And then here comes Jose. Here comes Josh Naylor. John Kenzie Noel. And that, but he kind of set the table. I think it's essential to get him healthy. And you do not rush him back. I mean, I think you just make sure that guy's back is as good as possible for the postseason. And if that means he only plays another five games in the regular season, so be it.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. I think you're 100% right on that. Are the Guardians built for the playoffs? Because that's where we are right now. I mean, obviously they're in a huge series with Minnesota where they could, you know, they can wrap up a playoff spot in this series. And I think probably as early as the St. Louis series, they could wrap up the AL Central. So, you know, you want to look at magic numbers there. But is this team built for the playoffs? And what are your expectations for
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From here on out. I'm not quite sure what Built for the Playoffs means. To me, it's making sure that I've
got... Wait a minute, you're asking the question.
I know, but to me, Built for the Playoffs means that I have at least two starters that I think can win. My third starter needs to be good, and my fourth starter's got to be serviceable to when I go into a playoff. That's where it starts. Then I look at my offense and try to go from there. But the thing that has kind of thrown a wrench in everything, and this is why I do think that they are prepared for the playoffs, is because of the bullpen. If the bullpen continues to give them what they've been giving them all season long, and I don't know why they wouldn't, even though you every once in a while, well, it's a long season, and you know, you've used that bullpen as much as you can. No one's used their bullpen as much as... Okay, well, it continues to work. No matter how you want to look at history and what you think might be too many innings for a bullpen, it's working, and I clearly think it could work for another series. Maybe you get a little bit deeper into the playoffs and you start burning those guys in high pressure situations. Maybe it changes a little, but I don't know, man. Just get me there right now. That's kind of how I feel. I think anything can happen for this team in the playoffs. They could get knocked out right away and I'd be like, oh, okay, well, it was a great season. And then they could end up at the end. Who knows? Who knows? But the bats have to get hot for them to get there to the end.
I feel better about this team than I did 2022. I'll say that with a lot of certainty. 2022 going in, I was like, oh boy, this is fun, you know, but I don't think they've got the horses to do it. I feel better about this team, and it might just
Why?
Be...
Is it the bullpen?
The pen, Naylor being better than he was then, the addition of Jenkenzie Noel, it just give me guys who can hit the ball over the fence when a pitcher hangs a slider. Like, that's... Especially when you get into the playoffs, I don't want a team of those guys, but boy, it's nice to have them, because if that pen is going to be as nails as it is, 2-1, 3-1, I feel good about this team.
The fact that Mansardo has come up, I think Kyle's hitting like 278 since he's come back up. That's nice and solid. Three homers, like five runs batted in. That just gives you another bat, another option. I like that a lot. And I think Noel's a terrific option. I still think a big, big part of this is Stephen Kwan better get healthy. I don't. That's not on Stephen. I mean, you know, he can't help it, but he has to be healthy for this team to, I think, really be primed for the playoffs.
Yeah,
he sets the table. I mean, he gets it going.
True. I also think that the pitchers figured him out too in the beginning of the season for what he was able to do.
Well, but
and he was out. He was hurt. They kind of figured him out a little bit. His approach at the plate was a little bit
different. He's been so bad since the All-Star break. I mean, like 200.
No, I know. Well, I'm also saying that I believe that, you know, pitchers.
Well, the pitchers figured him out, and he's hitting
and
like
then he adjusted
207 and 187 in the last 2 months, then he's not a major league ball player. I think it's his back combined with some pitchers figuring some things out. You just don't drop like that. Just that's too much. And if that's the case, then he's going to have a hard time surviving in the major leagues, which I don't believe.
I don't believe that.
Combine the pitchers adjusting with his injury situation, it's a different story.
Anthony, Cleveland Heights. Heights, hi.
Hello, Anthony.
Heights, hi.
Heights, hi.
Yeah, so going back, I'll get to the question on Bill for the playoff there. Going back to yesterday watching the game, I think, you know, I got the impression, given the opponent, the fact that we were down in the game and the fact that it was Manzardo that hit the home run, sort of breaking up a little in the post-game press conference. I think there was some, it was almost like relief, an understanding, this team is actually going to the playoffs. I did, like, yesterday solidified it. The one chance Minnesota had to maybe make a run outside going for the division was hammered down by Manzardo's home run. And
true.
I think maybe it dawned on them all, they are going to the playoffs. So that was my impression yesterday of Vogt breaking down there a little bit. As far as are they built for the playoffs or not? You know, I just as a baseball fan first, I go back to the fact that it's a crapshoot. It is a crapshoot, and that's what makes the baseball playoffs so compelling to watch is you don't know. I do agree with Dan that this team, I feel a lot more confident about than 2022. So I'll definitely agree there. But, you know, I think you just have to embrace the fact that none of us are going to know what's going to happen when the playoffs start. And you're right. This, you know, Arizona made it last year. Who would have thought that? Nobody would have thought that, right? Now, Dodgers got bounced out. The Braves got bounced out. They both have over 100 wins. And that's part of what makes the playoffs so compelling in baseball is there's such a huge portion of luck involved in this. So,
and the last 2 years, at least the last 2 years, like you feel like that team that might be just getting in, that's just hot at the end, could do some damage. Thank you, Anthony. Go ahead, yep. Finish your point.
So I was going to say, the pen itself is, you know, what is absolutely – now, you know, what concerns me is the youth on this team because the playoffs are so much different with – you know, completely filled stadiums, national audience. It changes the tenor of the games, obviously. So the youth of guys like Manzardo and Noel, you know, is something that, you know, concerns me a little bit. I don't care what happens. I mean, I'm going to watch it just and enjoy whatever happens. The pen being so lights out so consistently is what gives me hope.
Yeah, Anthony, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, we had Brian Anderson on Friday, and he explained everything, talking about, although I don't know if I want to say this or not, but I will. Like, the atmosphere at the ballpark when it first opened and they were making the playoffs, and, you know, we still, those of us that were around that, you know, Grover had talked about, like,
it was really special.
Yeah, and so talking about, like, you know, normally you go out for batting practice and there's no one out there. You might see like four or five daily beat reporters, maybe 10 sitting in the dugout or just waiting. And that's about the extent of it. No one is crowding behind the batting cage. Now all of a sudden you hit the playoffs and you start to see more and more media in there. And then like you think back to like 95 and 97 and how, you know, insane the media, like, you know, during batting practice the entire outside all fall territory was filled with media members, you know, talking about the game, talking about being there, and that had an effect on a really great group of ball players to think about that. And then, you know, Brian was talking on Friday and he said it was, you know, it was nerve-wracking because you just weren't used to that. Or, you know, you go into a game seven like, you know, the Tribe did in 97. And all of a sudden, you get out there, you throw your first pitch, and it kind of goes away. Like, you don't see it the same way you did with all of those anxieties that you would have. So I am curious. Like, but I also think sometimes young guys don't know any better. They don't know to be nervous in some situations. They know, go play baseball. So I could go either way on that. Abner is in Strongsville. Hi, Abner.
Gentlemen. All right. Let's get something straight, man. I love the Guardians. But who, can I ask you guys, I'm not aware. I saw an infographic that said we'd be playing the Houston in the playoffs. Is that true right now?
Let me check.
I haven't looked that far, Abner. I'm gonna wait till they get there.
Okay, if it is, a lot of my friends, and they're very smart friends, one of them, his name's Noah, one of the smartest people I ever met. He said he wouldn't favor the Guardians if we ended up playing Houston. So what he recommended was, let's get a lower seeding because Houston's really good, and they'd have the upper hand. I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on that, all right? And go Brownies, all right?
All right, there you go. Thank you. All right, so it would be the winner of Houston-Minnesota. So that's who you would get, because you get a bye if you stay where you are right now, which would be great for this team.
You want to get a bye. I don't want to try and position myself. Just go play.
Yeah, I don't think so. But no, it is interesting. Play. They'll play Houston in the end, and that could have, you know, that could have implications.
Well, it's just, would you favor the Guardians against the Yankees? I wouldn't.
No.
Would you favor them against Houston? I wouldn't. Would you favor them to win the American League Central this year? I wouldn't, but they're going to.
But you're saying in the beginning of the season, would you favor them? Yeah.
So, you know, just go play, man. Just whoever you get, go play them.
Yeah, if the season ended today, it would be Houston or
this team has defied many, many obstacles this year and really high odds to win this division. I think they're going to win the division, and I think that's stunning. And they've been in first place, Andy, since what? April, except for one day. Remember they were slightly behind Kansas City?
Tied.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it was percentage
tiebreaker
points.
Went to Kansas City. But, yeah, so they've basically been in first place since April.
Yeah, if the season ended, but Houston's a 3 seed. If for some reason they should lose the 2, then you'd have to play Minnesota again, then you'd play Houston again. So that last series of the year could have huge complications. Or complications? Not exactly. What am I looking for? What word am I looking for?
Implications.
Implications, yeah.
Thank you.
Complications are my life. So I live.
No.
I make things more complicated than they have to be. It's true.
Never knew that.
It's true.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.